From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David DeForest reporting. Pakistan says overnight shelling by Indian forces across the disputed Kashmir frontier has killed 7 Pakistani troops. The military says the incident occurred in the Bember sector along the line of control, which separates Pakistani and Indian portions of the divided Himalayan region. Pakistani troops retaliated. The government in New Delhi did not immediately respond to the report. The United Nations says more than 54,000 people have been displaced in Mosul, where an Iraqi military operation is underway to free the city from Islamic State militants. A UN spokesman says the number of displaced people has increased by 6,600 since Friday, with most of them fleeing to displaced persons camps. Iraqi special forces say they are checking all displaced people for suspected links to the Islamic State group before allowing them into the camps. A suicide bomber killed 6 people and wounded 6 others Monday near the southern Iraqi city of Karbala. The country's interior ministry said security forces killed 5 other attackers and that the suicide bomber blew himself up inside a house after being surrounded. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that attack. A Swedish prosecutor was allowed to enter Ecuador's embassy in London Monday to question WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on rape allegations. Assange has been taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in order to avoid extradition to Sweden, where he faces charges of sexually assaulting a woman. He denies that charge. The questioning is scheduled to continue for several days. This is VOA News.